Firepower with Will Johnson. Only at band.video.
Happy Monday. Monday fun day. It's still the same. The Democrats are still just as crazy as ever. Okay, the Democrats are full steam ahead with the deep state and the coup against President Trump. You know, the deep state is probably deeper than all of us can recognize, right? The Democrats, the CIA, the FBI, the deep state, the socialist mainstream media, the socialist online media, the globalist online, and, of course, the rhinos in the GOP are all against President Trump. The only support President Trump has is from the American people. And yes, it is the American people that voted for President Trump. Not Russia, not Ukraine, not China. How they're trying to say all of them are trying to help President Trump now because he said, oh, give me help, which he never did. I would like to say, but no, you know what? I'm happy to say that you Democrats, you progressives, you're losing. You're losing all of it. All of this, nothing you have done in the past, nothing you've done in the past 3 years has been successful in taking out President Trump. None of it. But President Trump is gaining more support day by day. And it's especially, we owe you Democrats, you progressives, some credit in that. Because every single day you find something else crazy to talk about to come out against President Trump. And you keep thinking that the American people are so dumb that they're not going to pick up what you're doing. So I encourage you, the leftist media, socialist media, keep doing what you're doing because the American people are waking up to it. Completely. Now, in the past, any GOP member would have stepped down by now. You know, all the pressure that comes from the left, they always get some Republican to say, you know what, I'm going to step down for the greater good of the American people. You've heard it. We've heard it constantly. But President Trump is not doing that and is getting under their skin. They're completely upset about it. So what do they do? They're like, what do we do? That's what they're saying. What do we do? So now we have both Representative Rashida Tlaib and Representative Maxine Waters have called for President Trump to be imprisoned. Really? Tlaib publicly admitted to having conversations with law officials about how they would round up White House officials when the time comes. This is a coup. Is it not? Really, think about it. They're still butthurt because they lost the 2016 election and they see that they're about to lose the 2020 election as well. So they have to do everything they can. People are asking for proof. I've had many people ask me for proof about the coup. Yet you see it's presented to you. Some people still don't even recognize it. That's the amazing part about all of this. When was the last time you seen a sitting member of Congress communicating about how to take out the sitting president of the United States, about putting the president in prison? When was the last time you seen that? So a lot of people say, what can we do? One of the best things you can do is call President Trump. Call the White House. And that number is 202-456-1111. That's one of the best things you can do. Call President Trump and tell him, whoever answers the phone, tell them that, hey, we're sticking with you, President Trump, and do not give in to these leftists. So before it's all said and done, go over to band.video. Band.video, click on the hamburger stack up here on the left-hand side, and then go down to Firepower. Head on with me in here in the studio. Share that link, band.video, share that link. Oh, and on top of that, right after the break, we're going to show a video, a special report from the man himself, Alex Jones. He lays it all out about what's happening in America and what we're about to see and more to come. So you need to tune in right after this break. My name is Will Johnson, FirepowerNews.com, Tom Pepper. We're going to bring it down. We're going to bring it. We're going to show it. So like I said, head over to band.video and share that link. Tweet it out to everybody that you know. You got to get everyone engaged because we're going to talk about the coup. And yes, we have John Michael Chambers with us. We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say right now, I am absolutely appalled that the United States is going to betray those democratic forces in northern Syria, that we possibly going to allow the Turks to come in against the Kurds. That Erdogan is a thug. He has taken control of his country as a dictator. He is a strong leader, and to say he's an ally of America is nonsense. He is in for himself. And the president who allowed Khashoggi to be cut in pieces without any repercussions whatsoever is now allowing the Christians and the Kurds to be massacred by the Turks. And I believe, and I want to say this with great solemnity, the president of the United States is in danger of losing the mandate of heaven if he permits this to happen.
I have been nothing but persecuted for supporting Trump. And in almost every case, it turns out that he's right. Now, I've studied geopolitical systems. I find them fascinating. But one area I've really studied is the Middle East. And what you're seeing right now is the fact that there are 2 to 4 million, the numbers vary, of refugees, most of which aren't even really Syrian, Islamic invaders from Obama and Hillary's invasion of Syria in the last 7 years that have come into Turkey. Now, I don't like Erdogan. He is a thug. And Trump's been in big fights with him. But they've been threatening to invade Europe, that is, the Turkish government has, with millions of Islamicists, many of them ISIS and Al-Qaeda, that have just taken off their armbands, basically, but haven't even disavowed it. And so Trump pragmatically understands that Turkey didn't take these people on purpose, that Obama triggered all of this and the Arab Spring, and Trump says he's there to clean up what Obama did. So he's pragmatically looking at Turkey going, yeah, these aren't your millions of people. You're threatening to invade Europe with them if you don't let them kick them back into Syria where they came from. Now, again, most of them aren't from Syria, but it's not Turkey's job to take care of them. Now, the Kurds are up there, and they're used as the West as a destabilization point between Turkey and Iraq and others. I'm not an enemy of the Kurds, but most of them are Muslims. Our military has been taught they're all Christians. That's not even the truth. Less than 1% subgroup of Alawites, which is, again, Islamic, but really predates Islam. The point is that when you see the head of the 700 Club come out, Pat Robertson, and say the mandate of God, the mandate of heaven, that's a communist Chinese term. I mean, this is just getting out of control. And this is the neocons, everybody angry that Trump isn't a globalist, so he doesn't want U.S. money and blood to pay for building an authoritarian corporate world government that allies itself with communist China and others. Trump says if it's in our interest, we'll be there, but not if it's not in our interest. So the whole place is a giant powder keg. Obama and others destabilized it to begin with. How is that now Trump's fault? How is he going to lose the mandate of heaven from Xi Jinping or whatever? I guess that's who Pat Robertson worships now. So this is out of control. And the deep state's making their move on Trump. And now that's why you see cracks forming with people like 700 Club, because you know he doesn't want to lose his licenses he's got on cable television. So that's what it comes down to. Here's Pat Robertson, and then we'll take you live to Will Johnson and Tom Papert. Did a great job on firepower tonight. As things develop, I'll probably call back in live for the transmission. This is very historic, what's happening and unfolding right now. And you're going to see all sorts of global crises right now. And we're going to be breaking it all down here live on air.
All right, welcome back. So you know what? It's almost like the world is on the brink of destruction completely. It's happening all over. Everyone is seeing this destruction that's taking place. Everyone see the fighting. Pat Robertson coming out saying this, and for him to make that comment that is like a Chinese comment. I mean, really? So we have Tom with us. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Doing all right, Will. Like South Park and like apparently Pat Robertson, I am willing to accept my Islamo-fascist overlords in both Turkey and in China. It's a brave new world.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget, let's not leave out the NBA. The NBA is caving into them as well.
That's right. Well, Will, I really do think it's no coincidence here that we're using this kind of language that you have. The guy behind the 700 Club, which a couple months ago he was coming out and saying that abortion isn't all that bad. So it doesn't really surprise me, but it is absolutely shocking to see them use this kind of language on a day like today. I mean, this guy passed himself off as a theologian, a modern religious philosopher. And for him to use the term mandate of heaven, I refuse to believe he doesn't know that comes from China. I mean, that's a Chinese saying. Every Chinese emperor had the mandate of heaven. And then when they start to get weak and their empire falls and maybe the Mongols invade, maybe it's a civil uprising, well, that represents them losing the mandate of heaven. So now President Trump in the United States, we have a mandate of heaven. It's totally bizarre. It's upside down world. And Alex was totally right when it comes to Turkey. Anybody who's been following this the last few years knows that Turkey has been threatening the European Union repeatedly, saying we have millions and millions of quote unquote, we use air quotes, refugees. And if you don't let us into the EU, and if you don't give us money, and if you don't do this and that and the other, then we're going to unleash them on the European Union. And it will be a worse refugee crisis than the last one that came from Syria. So this is all absolute, total chess moves made by the globalists in China, in the United States, in Europe. And we really, they want us to be their little pawns.
Yeah, you know what? It makes me think exactly how much play does the deep state have with China? I mean, let's think about that. How much is China involved with the deep state here in the United States of America? Because they're controlling the media. I mean, they banned South Park now. They're after the NBA, and the NBA is caving into them because they said there were millions of viewers. So they're like chasing the money in China. And my thing is, if you're in the NBA and you like the NBA and you support the NBA, how do you feel about the NBA moving to China? Because seriously, I'm so sick of these American sports athletes backing down to these communists. And it's not just the ones in China or elsewhere. It's the communists that are here. I'm so sick of it. Tom, do you think... if there's a sport in China and they have someone on their team there and they come out and they talk bad about America, do you think that they're going to force them to apologize for saying something bad America? No. They'll probably be like, oh, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, Will, and it's so much worse than that. I mean, what we saw is a manager for an NBA team. A manager for an NBA team came out and said, support humanity and freedom worldwide. Stand with Hong Kong. And for that, the NBA has basically been torn asunder. It's going absolutely insane. They are bending over backwards to come out against the protesters who are fighting for freedom, who are fighting for some semblance of human rights. They're coming out against those protesters and in favor of the Chinese Communist Republic. Is it even a republic anymore? It's a dictatorship. But well, it gets so much worse because as viewers of InfoWars and Banda Video will know, China controls virtually every single facet of Hollywood. And the ones that they don't own outright, they own most Hollywood production companies, the ones they don't own outright, instead what they do is they say, all right, we're going to take 5 American movies a year and we're going to put them in China. And you're going to make millions and millions, maybe even $1 billion, because Chinese people love American movies, but we're only going to pick 5. And so if you want to be one of those 5, you need to make it so China's the good guy. China's the superhero. China's going to save the day. And what do you see? Every single disaster movie over the past 10 years, China comes in to save the day at the end. And the Chinese are so nice and so sweet and so innocent. It's such obvious brainwashing and programming of the American public, all ostensibly in pursuit of the almighty Chinese yen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I went out and I looked on Twitter, and the owner of the Brooklyn Nets is Joe Tsai. And he's talking about the manager, Daryl Morey. And if I got the time real quick, it says, when I bought control interest of the Brooklyn Nets in September, I didn't expect my first public communication with our fans would be commenting on something politically charged and grossly misunderstood as hundreds of millions of Chinese NBA fans feel about what just happened? Who cares what they feel? This is the American people. This is American ball. American ball. We'll be back. Right. Firepowernews.com. We are back live and we're talking about how China has taken over the liberal media, the mainstream media, movie theaters, this everything, like the media. It's like they have this total propaganda. And the NBA had a manager, Daryl Morey, put out a tweet, and they forced him to take it down. Then he had to apologize, you know, and now South Park put a video out there, you know, pretty much talking about how they control everyone and what they can and can't say in the videos and stuff. And so everyone knows about South Park. We still have Tom, you know, you've seen South Park. We've all seen South Park. South Park will push the envelope as far as it will go. And to get people to recognize some of how crazy some of the stuff is, and China didn't like it. So we have this clip, and it's actually pretty long. We're going to play this clip, and we're going to dissect it. We're going to go through, and we're going to talk about it. So let's start that clip off, and then we'll come back and talk more about it.
Going down to Tegrity Farms, going to have myself a time.
Downstairs.
I'm writing a song, Dad.
Nobody cares about that. Come on, I've got big news. Sharon, Shelly, hurry. I've got it.
What is it, Randy?
You guys, I've just had the greatest idea ever.
We're going to move back to our old house?
No. I've been trying to figure out how to make more money selling weed. And last night, it came to me. We could grow the family business by selling Tegrity to the Chinese. I did a little research. Turns out
we're selling our integrity to the Chi-Coms, just like
exactly.
American media, American sports, everything. That's beautiful dissection of American selling out to China.
I've got to get in on this before anyone else thinks of it.
Tomorrow? Randy, are you forgetting about this Saturday?
What's this Saturday?
Autumn Fest? Stan's concert? He and his little friends have been rehearsing all week. A lot of people in town are coming out to support him. Everyone but you?
Everyone? Stan, you need to wear your Tegrity t-shirt at the performance.
Oh, come on, Dad!
Stan, they're available on Amazon starting Friday, so you could really help promote the family business while I'm gone. But then again, I guess family doesn't mean all that much to you.
All right, let's stop it for just a second. So this is absolutely beautiful, Will. I hadn't had a chance to see more than a couple of clips, but this is a dead on examination of the current state of American consumerism. So not only are you selling out your family, your life, your town, everything, you're also selling it all for the good auspices of the communist Chinese. It's fascinating to see, you know, something that was pointed out to me earlier, just the last 2 years is when people, because of Alex Jones, because of InfoWars, have begun to understand exactly the reach that China has in our mass media, the reach that they have on our social media. Obviously, you have all of these big tech companies merging with China and banning mm-hmm. Alex Jones in the process. Yep. And it's taken just 2 years, more like 18 months, for all of this to catch up. And now it's on one of the most popular adult animated shows on television. So this is a moment that the audience at home can kind of pat themselves on the back and think, wow, this is the culture feature, finally catching up to InfoWars and Bandai Video. So I guess we can go ahead and keep playing it. I just didn't want that thought to escape.
No, yeah, you're good.
That was the South Park Soundaroos. Thanks again to Kate and Earl. All right, up next we have four of our local South Park fourth graders who have formed a band. Let's hear it for Stan Marsh and Crimson Dawn. Hi, Stanley.
Oh, there's our Butters.
Oh, Butters. Oh, aren't they cute?
Hi. We're Crimson Dawn and, this is a song I wrote about living out in the country on a farm.
All right, fellas, just like we rehearsed it. And a one, and a two, and a...
Oh, that's awesome.
It tells me those t-shirt sales won't quite work out.
So for everyone that's watching, the whole point we're showing this is because China has banned South Park. And to my understanding, specifically because of this particular video. And that's why we're showing it to you.
So for those who don't have cable and maybe your cord cutters, this entire episode of South Park is lambasting the United States relationship with China. The episode title is Banned in China, B-A-N-D in China. And yes, this entire episode, and now it would seem possibly even South Park, has been totally banned by China. And again, this comes right after the NBA is doing desperately kissing the hindquarters of Xi Jinping, trying to stay in their good graces so they can keep making money. So now we're about to see the Marsh family go sell their souls to the Chinese Communist Empire.
First time going to China?
No, not really.
It's my first time. I'm going out to try and drum up a little business. What are you heading out for?
I work for a clothing company. We're trying to break into the market and get the Chinese people as customers.
Oh, hey, f*** you.
Huh?
I had that idea like 3 days ago.
So what?
So when did you come up with it?
Hey, Mitchell, you're on this flight?
Yeah, that's so funny. I'm working for Google now, overseeing the expansions into the Chinese user base.
Yeah, I'm still with the NBA.
Wow.
Doing some press
so
with
let's
the players.
Pause that for just a second there.
That's awesome.
Because, of course, we all know the viewers know about Operation Dragonfly, where you have American tech company Google essentially building the social credit system and making a system so when you search something in China, it first goes through the Chinese censor, tells them if you're searching something that you shouldn't, and then the search goes through if it is allowed by the Chinese state. So, again, this has been 18 months from InfoWars to mainstream comedy.
Yeah, Alex has been talking about how Google has been working with him, even with the Pentagon, how Google has been working with China and won't work with the U.S. Pentagon over all of this. This is amazing, and they're putting it all in there. No wonder they're banned. All right, firepowernews.com. We'll be back after this.
Days from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, only at band.video.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. All right, so we're talking about how China, they're banning and they're controlling the media and how they have just banned South Park. So we're playing a clip, Tom Pepper and I, and we're talking about all the stuff that's taking place in this video that got South Park banned from China. So let's go back to that clip and we'll talk more about it.
$1,000.
Oh, for Christ's sake! You have a good idea and everyone wants to copy you. Fine, I can handle some healthy competition. Who else wants to go to China and get some of their money? Oh, for crying out loud.
So now you're seeing the NBA and Hollywood both going to China to desperately attempt to get all of their money. It's everything that Alex has been talking about really for longer than just 2 years. I mean, social media has been 2 years, but really we're talking 15 plus years of kowtowing to the communist Chinese. Let's go back to the clip.
To get Chinese people as customers. Wow, where'd you get that idea? It's okay. I'm sure there's plenty of Chinese people for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. Marvel, DC, Star Wars, Disney.
Very good, boys. I heard you play at Autumn Fest. I really like your sound.
Who are you?
Well, I'm a producer. I manage all the big rock bands in South Park. PC Babies. All of them.
You manage PC Babies? Holy smokes, Dennis. They're huge. You want to sign us so you can make a record and I can move away from here?
Records? What are you kids, from the 90s? There's no money in albums or singles or even tours anymore. What we need to focus on is your biopic.
Biopic? You want to make the Crimson Dawn biopic?
PC Baby's biopic came out last week. Made over $100 million.
Wow, wait!
Well, I'll just let you guys think on it. But don't take too long, huh?
All about that money.
Hello. Howdy. I'm a small business owner from the United States. You guys know any money people here? Can I give you guys my card? I'm just starting to grow my business here in China.
Wait,
this, sir?
Oh, that's weed. Marijuana. You know. Here we go. Jesse Dama Taggerty Weed. Oh, hey, everything all right?
He's about to get the glove treatment.
All my weed is in there.
That's right. Of course, China does not look kindly on drug use or anything else, and I think viewers will be interested to see exactly what happens in the China. This is fairly accurate.
Yeah.
To a 3-act structure that has a 20-minute setup, about an hour and a half of conflict, and a big triumphant resolution. So, let's start at the beginning, gang. When did your band first form?
It was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was about 2.5-3 weeks ago, I'd say.
I hadn't seen my friend Kyle, and I hate living on a farm, so I started writing songs.
That's good. Lost a close friend? Put loneliness into lyrics?
Yeah, you know, and that's exactly how it goes, too. They want to control everything. They want to control your story, your life, to make it look like this is how dramatic it is.
Whatever way it can be commercialized. And, of course, the music industry is deeply involved with China as well. I mean, folks don't realize, or maybe they do, thanks to watching the broadcast on Bandai Video and InfoWars, that China largely controls most of our entertainment industry, if not the entire country. I mean, this is dead-on interpretation of the way this country works now. Let's go back to the clip.
It was about 2.5-3 weeks ago,
I hadn't seen my friend Kyle, and I hate living on a farm, so I started writing songs.
That's good. Lost a close friend? Put loneliness into lyrics?
Yeah, and Stan came to me, and I said, well, I can play the drums.
But he already asked me to play the drums.
Well, so, yeah, I said, I'll play guitar.
Inner conflict over direction of band? Good.
Oh, and then Kenny learned to play bass watching YouTube videos of John Lennon with the Dalai Lama.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't want to go there. Talking about the Dalai Lama doesn't go over well with the Chinese.
The what?
Look, for this movie to really make money, we need to make sure it clears the Chinese censors, you know? We want those Chinese viewers.
Aw, seriously?
Oh, it's okay. There's plenty of other things to talk about with your story. How about what kind of things were you into when you were younger?
Now, this is absolutely stunning and fascinating writing here, that you don't dare talk about the Dalai Lama. Don't talk about Tibet. Don't talk about Hong Kong, because the movie has to sell in China. It's really amazing that not only that this aired, but that this cleared the Comedy Central censors, because obviously it's completely banned in China. I was doing some more reading in the break. They have removed any reference to South Park from the entire Chinese internet. The show has never happened now, according to the Chinese.
It never even existed.
That's right. It's been disappeared, just like Alex Jones in the United States. Let's keep watching.
That's definitely off limits. Winnie the Pooh is illegal in China because some Chinese students said he looked like the Chinese president.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
Hey, you want to move away from your family, right? You want to be successful on your own, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Here it comes.
Well, you know what they say. You got to lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
Pause it. Stop it. Stop it. Right there. That's exactly what we're seeing in America happening right now. You have to let go of your freedoms. We're seeing it. You have to let go of your freedoms if you want X, Y, Z. And they're playing it right out. You know what? I wonder how many people in China actually saw this episode before they banned it. Or do they, like, screen everything before they actually show it? They probably do. They probably screen everything. All right, let's go back.
What you're seeing now, and we can keep it playing as I talk here, but what you're seeing now is the actual concentration camp style of prisons that they have in China. They're persecuting a Muslim minority in China right now because they don't live up to Chinese ideals. Mm-hmm. If you are a critic of the state of the Chai Coms, then you will be sent to one of these type of things. And apparently, if you try to bring marijuana into the country as well, let's go ahead and turn the audio back up.
This is wild.
Hello there.
Oh, who's there?
Nobody, just a bear.
Winnie the Pooh.
I was wondering, since you're new, if you might have some honey.
No, I don't have any honey.
By the way, that is a completely accurate representation. If you mention Winnie the Pooh, you will start sending off red flags that will get the Chinese military police to come to your house.
我是个很烂的人，我再也不会取笑共产党了。你为你的国家和家人维持，再补上十年。
What's really crazy is that we have American based companies that have sold out to this communist tyranny, and they're complying with them, and then on top of that, they're applying their policies to the American people here, and that's part of the reason why we're seeing the censorship on a mass scale that we are now.
Never been to China before.
You're right, Will. And it goes even further than that because, I mean, this is a very interesting examination of this phenomena that these corporations are doing this to make money. And there may be some truth to that, but I think the wider angle here is that these people hate freedom and they envy the Chinese system that has complete and total control.
Yeah, absolutely. Your social score allows what you do. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. South Park, good for you for doing this. Good on you. Good on you. We'll be back after this. All right, we are back, firepowernews.com. We are talking about South Park being censored in China. Tom Pepper mentioned that South Park has been completely removed like it never even existed. Imagine that. I mean, that's what they're doing to Alex Jones. At least that's what they're trying to do. But we have people like you, the viewers, the listeners, that don't sit idly by and allow that to happen. So we're going to go back to this clip and we're going to continue talking about it and showing a good depiction on how China is trying to take over everyone's freedom, not only in China, but across the world. Let's go back to it.
Your honors, I'm just a simple farmer from a simpler time. I'd never been to China before, but I hate to say I'm a little disappointed in all of you. With what I've seen, you seem to treat your people like dirt. You don't believe in any individual freedoms. I mean, you got Winnie the Pooh and Piglet in jail? Now, come on, China! You know, a country ain't nothing unless it's got decency and integrity. And I think I speak for Pooh and Piglet and all of Disney when I say you could use some integrity, China. Now, it just so happens that I own a
He's still
farm.
There to sell.
Yeah.
And I think I might be able to work out a deal for all you nice folk.
He's not going to make it up.
So awesome, you guys. Let's pause it for just a second there, because there's that is some really high level script writing that you've got going on, because you do see Americans virtue signaling, especially with the Hong Kong protests that have been taking place for now months. But you see some American virtue signaling saying that it's terrible how China is treating these people and we need dignity and human rights and it's so wrong. Yet at the same time, you do a little research and these exact same people who criticize them are still profiting off the Chinese communist model that is really closer to not even fascism, but mercantilism, where it's anything that will serve the state, it flies. So this is a really stunning interpretation of what's happening right now. Let's go back to it.
Be rich. This is so exciting.
Yeah, isn't it just great? Hey, what's wrong, Jimmy? Fellas, I need to tell you something. I think I'm homosexual, and also I'm addicted to cocaine.
No, that's okay, Jimmy.
Yeah, we can get you a liver transplant.
Cut! Cut! Listen, guys, we just got word back from the Chinese censors. They don't want us mentioning organ transplants.
How come?
Well, they've been accused of harvesting organs from the... Look, it doesn't matter. They just said no to the organ stuff.
Those accusations are very serious. I mean, that's a real thing that happens. China is accused... of sometimes it's foreigners, sometimes it's the Muslim minority, sometimes it's capitalists. Anybody they imprison, that they are accused of selling their body parts for cash on the black market. Rich elites will fly to China, say they need a new liver, say they need a new kidney. They go to China, they buy one, they don't know the origin, and they leave China. They leave their vacation with a new, with about 15 stitches in their side for their new kidney. China is a terrifying place, and it is so refreshing, Will, to see this in American comedy.
Yeah, and you know what? They went all out, and they probably knew that China was going to do this to them. But essentially, they're probably saying, you know what? Screw you, China. We're going to do what we do best, and we're going to expose you. And they did it. Let me ask you this: so you know the whole thing, because a lot of people still don't really understand it. Surprisingly, is that the people protesting in China, they're protesting because they want their freedoms. Right? Isn't that how you understand it? And to my understanding that they don't want the mainland to control them in Hong Kong, right?
Well, and Will, it goes even worse than that. I mean, what you're talking about is almost tantamount to genocide in Hong Kong. They want to replace the local people living in Hong Kong with good pre-programmed Chinese slaves. So what you're talking about, they want to essentially make it illegal for more people to move into Hong Kong. They want to make it impossible for the people who already live there to live a fulfilled life. And they want to then import millions of Chinese people who will support the Chinese Communist Party. So since I know and we'll keep airing this and make sure to tune into the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. He will be offering further coverage. But I just want to read, and you saw it on screen a moment ago, but this is the official apology to China from Trey Parker and Matt Stone, of course, the showrunners and creators of South Park. They say, like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We too love money more than freedom and democracy. She doesn't look like Winnie the Pooh at all. Tune in to our 300th episode this Wednesday at 10. Long live the great Communist Party of China. May this autumn sorghum harvest be bountiful. We good now, China? So they obviously knew what was going to happen. And frankly, yes. I think that this may be an important watershed moment for American media. Maybe they'll learn that if you have the tenacity, the big stones to take on China, I guarantee you this is getting more buzz and more right. press for South Park than any other move they've made.
Exactly. But China, they're under the impression that they own Hong Kong, right?
So the way it works, Britain had an agreement where they were going to relinquish control of Hong Kong, I believe 25, 30 years ago. They right. have done so, but then Hong Kong had a special arrangement where they were given certain freedoms that were not enjoyed in mainland China. So China does own it, but these are people protesting saying that they want a continued existence under capitalism, under freedom. They don't want right. to live under the thumb of the Chinese Communist Party like the mainland has to.
The reason why I bring it up because of Joe Tsai, the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, he put out a comment, and I'm gonna read this statement out here. He says one thing that is terribly misunderstood and often ignored by the Western press and those critical of China is that the 1.4 billion Chinese citizens stand united when it comes to territory integrity of China and the country's sovereignty over their homeland. And they said this is not negotiable. So basically, they don't want the people in Hong Kong to have their freedoms. They want them to be under this dictatorship, this rule. And like you just said, they got a taste of capitalism. They got a taste. They see how good life can be not being under this tyranny. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, so let's go back to the South Park. And you know what? This is, I talked about this earlier, Tom. I said, you know what? This is so awesome. We have a job to where we get to watch South Park. That's part of the job. I mean, it's crazy. Let's go back to it.
Band biopic.
Yeah. And what's wrong with homosexuality anyways?
Nothing. Unless you want to make money in China. Now come on, everyone back to one.
So I know we just unpaused it, but I just briefly want to point out that my understanding is homosexuality was criminalized until something along like 1979. Go to prison for being gay. We'll keep playing the video.
Who's the asshole? Which one of you decided to go and start bad-mouthing the Chinese government? Huh? Who here thought they had permission to say anything critical of Chinese politics?
Well, it is true, sir. The Chinese seem to exploit their own people with forced labor.
Shut the f*** up, Thor! You're here to flex and not think, you f***ing bitch!
Please, Mr. Marsh was only standing up for me and Piglet because we were political prisoners.
You are a fat diabetic bear, and if the Chinese don't want you, then I don't either! Now, who the f*** is Mr. Marsh?
Wow.
That's me, Randy Marsh.
Who is this? I don't know you. Are you from Pixar?
No, I'm from South Park.
What's South Park? Do I own that?
No, not yet, sir.
You're telling me.
Do I own them?
That I'm losing Chinese
so this
customers
is brutal takedown yes. of American companies.
Yes.
We will throw you under the bus. You can die in a Chinese prison if you don't make money for us. And of course, we've seen this animated, not quite Mickey Mouse character before on South Park, and it really shows the greed and the depravity of the current incarnation of Disney. So let's keep playing.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of? Because he said, do I own them yet? Tell me something from South Park. Remind me, maybe I got it mixed up, but was it PewDiePie? Wasn't Disney trying to buy him out or buy his franchise or whatever it is he was doing? And then he started getting all these attacks saying that he was a white supremacist. I mean, I had known it had something to do with Disney.
Yes,
you know?
They were working together, and he was accused by the usual suspects of being a white supremacist. And
yes.
Before you know it, Disney ends the relationship. I guess that doesn't play well in China either.
Yeah, because it was some other information that he didn't want to play along with what Disney wanted him to do, too. So, but anyways, we're getting ready to go out to the break. So this is amazing that, you know, South Park did this, and kudos for them. For standing up against an entire country, knowing that they were going to be removed. So, you know what? I just grew more respect for South Park and the creators over there. And they knew exactly what they were doing. And they brought light. They brought everything to the attention of what's taking place over there. We need to fight against that.
That's why we need to vote for President Trump 2020, because President Trump, South Park, we're all in this together. We're Americans and we have to fight together. All right, we'll be back after this.
Will Johnson.
And one thing that we have to do is we have to plug our sponsor. And because of our sponsor, we're here. And we talk about the sponsor because when you support our sponsors, you support us. And as long as you keep doing that, we're going to be here. So band.video. And of course, our sponsor, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. They still have the Black Friday sale still going on, free shipping, 50% off, double Patriot points. This is amazing. This is a great time for you to try the product. Get it now, and it's absolutely wonderful. So one of my favorite ones is the Turbo Force, and I took the Turbo Force and mixed it with my orange juice, all completely by accident. And I have many people send me messages talking about, Will, I put my Turbo Force in the orange juice, and they just love it. So when Tom Pepper was here in town, I had to get him to try the Turbo Force experience with the orange juice. So I want to show that video, and we'll come back after this.
Hey, hold on a minute. You really think that business should be run through intimidation?
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Will Johnson and Tom Pepper, firepowernews.com. We are about to have Tom try the Turbo Force orange juice experience for the first time. Let's do this, Tom, so everyone can see.
All right. I'm excited, Will. I knew when I came down here to do the show in person that I was going to have to try this at least once.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Going for broke, huh?
That's right.
InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Mmm. Oh, man. You're not kidding. That just goes together. It doesn't almost taste like orange juice anymore. It's something else.
Almost.
It's special.
Yeah, right?
Wow. It just goes together perfectly.
It gives the orange juice that energy that is missing, right?
It gives it some depth. It's not so citrusy and acidic tasting anymore. And the thing is, you know this is going to keep me up for the next 10 hours.
It will. You know what? And then when you come back down, it won't be like a crash.
That's right.
What I really like about it.
That's right. Now, that is a fantastic idea.
Amazing.
It's delicious. I cannot recommend that enough to anybody out there. Put it in the orange juice, folks. He's not kidding. This stuff is awesome.
Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. It's a true thing. I like talking about my experience with the different products from InfoWarsStore.com because they actually work. And I don't talk about it just because I want people to like, oh, just buy it because it helps us out, which it does. But I want you to try it because they actually work. Now, granted, you know, there's some things that may not work for some people, but I've yet to find a single product that's at InfoWarsStore.com that does not help me in what it says it's going to do. And on top of that, I figure out different things from it that I didn't even know. To give one example, the Happies. Tom, have you ever had the Happies? Have you ever tried that one?
That I haven't been able to try, but I can back you up 100% with everything I have tried. I have yet to find a product that I was not blown away by, but tell us about the Happies.
So, you know, the Happies, it doesn't even talk about taking it in the evening. So a lot of times I'll have a glass of water and right before I go to bed, I'll just take one dropper of the Happies and man, I don't think I've slept as this well in a long time. I mean, I'm dreaming. I'm in that REM sleep. I wake up. I feel refreshed. I mean, it's just amazing. And I don't even think that, to my understanding, that's not even what they promote it for, right? That's not even what it's for. It's supposed to just give you a little uplift and feel relaxed and feel happy. But man, I'm happy when I'm sleeping. because my dreams are really happy. All right, firepowernews.com. Please go to our sponsor, InfoWarsStore.com, because of you, that's why we're here. We'll be back.
Weekdays from 7 and 9 p.m. Central Time, only at band.video.
All right, welcome back. So, second hour, firepowernews.com. We have a special guest with us, this young man, John Michael Chambers. I think of him, and actually, it's not just me thinking of him, but he is the expert on the deep state. He has all the goods on what the Democrats, what these socialist communists are doing. He's an author. He's an activist. He's a speaker. He's done many events. He's just all over the place. JohnMichaelChambers.com. Welcome and thank you for joining us, sir.
Great to be with you, Will. I like your program. It's good to be here. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, absolutely. We have myself and Tom Pepper riding with us. You know, John, the deep state is at it again. And you know what? There's a video with Rashida Tlaib where she's calling on, you know, law officials. She's been talking to them, talking about how they're going to imprison President Trump and other White House officials. If this is not the coup, then what is?
Are we going to see it? Well, I thought we were going to see the video clip. Well, look, of course it's a coup. It's another sham, and it's backfired as soon as it came out of the gate. Three of us talked about that the day it happened, and everything we talked about is unfolded. It backfired because Trump released the transcripts. So now they've got the second quote whistleblower. Of course, there really are no whistleblowers, but this quote whistleblower has goods. No, we have the goods. It's called the transcript. There's nothing to whistleblow. It's a complete sham, and it's backfiring already. And they've cornered themselves because they haven't done the inquiry yet. They haven't had the votes. If they do that, they're nailed because it opens the ability for the Senate to issue subpoenas and defend the president and go on the attack. And if they but now their reputation's at stake once again because it's a sham. So will they go to an inquiry? Who knows? But, you know, with your opening comment about to leave, you know, look, there's plenty of documentation. Well, what they want to do to this president, and it's been since he's a candidate to this very moment, and they're panicking right now because the FISA is perhaps 2 weeks away, and that's what this is all about. So, yes, they want him in prison. They want him impeached. They want him removed, and they're doing it now, as you stated, as a coup. And this, mm-hmm. of course, is the reason why the Marines have been activated. The coup is underway, and the desperate rats are cornered now. It's dangerous, no question about it, but they're in serious trouble, not us.
So I was just getting ready to ask you, and thanks so much for coming on the show, John Michael Chambers, but I was just getting ready to ask you, obviously you've heard about the Marines being activated. It was broken over the weekend. Absolutely insane news. What do you think this means? The Trump administration, the populists, the patriots, what is the real next move that is, of course, going to be lawful, political, against the deep state?
Inspector General Report 2. There's a reason Attorney General Barr and Durham are overseas. They're busy. There's a reason that on the evening news and writing books and doing tours to defend themselves, because they're busy. They're busy this close to presenting all the evidence, all the findings, and layer by layer, level by level, they're going to bring them down. So that's the next move. Now, the next move on the offense. On the defense is the Marines being activated, you know, 550/19. You know the story, signed by Brigadier General Daniel Shipley. That's the defensive move to protect the Patriots and our great president. But the offensive move is FISA, and FISA, as I understand it, is reported recently by one of the congressmen. FISA is perhaps 2 weeks away. And that will begin to unravel the deep state in a very big way. And over time, it'll, of course, go all the way up the food chain to to Obama, Clinton, and others. And that's just FISA. There's plenty of other intel and information that they have on the deep state. So that's how I see in terms of the offense and the defense, at least on the surface, with Team Trump taking on the deep state. But look, there's a long, long, long way to November 2020. But they're trying to get him out in the next couple of weeks. And that's why there's this concern and the activation of the Marines. And furthermore, you know, I don't have direct sources I'm allowed to cite, but there are some sources I have that have stated there's additional chatter, if you will, not just that official order, but FEMA, Pentagon, Marines, FBI, all sorts of chatter and activity. So there is a show of force developing right now, and the next couple of weeks are going to be it's going to be a lot to look at. And I caution all of our viewers and listeners, be vigilant, be careful, because we know their playbook. False flags are probably on the horizon. Right. That's part of the program.
Do you think that the main reason why they want to get rid of President Trump now, because, you know, like you just said, 2020 is some time away, right? Do you think one of the main reasons why they want to get rid of President Trump right now, because he's opened up the can of worms with Ukraine? Because we're finding out that Hillary has some kind of connection to it. Mitt Romney has connection to it. Of course, Biden has connection to it. And to my understanding, there's others that have connection to the Ukraine scandal, the whole corruption behind it. And he's like pretty much saying, you know, he just threw a little softball out there. Do you think because they don't want to expose all that is the reason why they want to do it? Well, let me just say this. We know that they wanted him out a long time ago, but why are they increasing with the attacks now more than ever?
Because they know that President Trump, Attorney General Barr, John Durham, and others are onto them. They're trapped. They're trapped. And we've said before, they have nothing, nothing legal, nothing legitimate against this president. So they're basically, it's a soft coup right now, which may turn into a hard coup. But they're going to lose that in a very big way with the Marines protecting the president. But the reason is that FISA is coming out and everything's going to be revealed there. And it all goes back to Obama's administration, you know, when Donald Trump was a candidate. And you're right about Ukraine and Biden. Whew. I mean, again, everything they do backfires and almost immediately out of the gate. If you notice the president's tone in the last several weeks, it has changed significantly. It has changed. He is fighting hard. He's right in their face. And he is, he's not messing around, and they're panicking. They're scared. They're desperate, and they will do whatever it takes. You know, they want him removed, impeached, imprisoned, or killed. And this is what we're dealing with, like a third world banana republic. And I think again, the reason is the Inspector General report is coming out. The first report was just to lay the groundwork. This next report, you're going to see some serious stuff. Take a look at Brennan. I mean, on television, this guy's got so much. He may be one of the first to be plucked. McKay, Brennan, Stroke, Page, Comey. But I think it's all about the fear. And Biden with the Ukraine, look, everything's all about Biden. There's actual evidence there, and it's not even hidden. It's on interviews. There's no media attention on Biden's whatsoever. All the things that they're accusing the president of, the Bidens are in fact guilty of, Joe and his son, and the cover-ups and so on. So, no, look. And Schiff's probably borderlining treason at this point, so clearly fraud. They're in serious, serious trouble. Watch what happens in these next few weeks. Everything we've been talking about since the Mueller witch hunt has been revealed is about to explode in their faces.
So a moment ago, you mentioned that topic that is so forbidden and shall not be mentioned. Of course, false flags. Just this past weekend, we had the premiere of Joker, the film. There was the FBI put out warnings saying that there may be a shooting attempt at a movie theater. The entire leftist media is losing their minds over this film. What do you think? Do you think that that was a false flag that they had planned that was foiled? And if what do you think the next one may look like?
John. Yeah. John, hold the answer that question right after this break, because we're getting ready to come up to a hard break.
answer that question when we come back. And on top of that, I have a video clip that I want to get your opinion on too. Okay? So, all right, this is FirepowerDudes.com. We'll be back after this message. See you in a minute. We are back. We're talking to John Michael Chambers. And right before we went to the break, Tom Pepper was asking John Michael Chambers about his views about the Joker movie and how they're doing the whole false flags. And, you know, that ties right into the deep state. So John Michael Chambers, Tom Pepper. So, John, do you want to go ahead and complete the your answer that Tom had for you?
You bet. I mean, it's very difficult to get inside of the minds of sociopaths and psychopaths and all that insanity, but are you saying
it's hard to get in the mind of progressives? Sorry, go ahead.
It's a place to be for people like us. But I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, you just take a look at the things that they've done in recent years and in recent past. Could it be a stock crash? Well, that would hurt the president. Could it be, you know, wars, bombs, bullets? That seem to be the popular thing. Could it be a tech issue, some serious censorship, EMP? Look, who knows? But something's coming. Why? Because it seems they're trying to bypass the normal impeachment procedure, and the reason for that is, again, it backfired because of the release of the transcript. And so they're desperate now, and it should be an inquiry, a vote in the House, and then to the Senate. But now they've got to bypass that. So what are they going to do? More than likely a false flag or some sort of a coup to try and bring the president down, or again, God forbid, an assassination attempt. But we're prepared offensively and defensively. And even QAnon has stated that a while back, he said soon, in due time, these swamp creatures, if you will not be able to walk down the street. And so again, they were the hunters. They're now becoming the hunted. And that is really what is happening right now. So I don't know what type of false flag event, but I would almost, if I were a gambling man, I'm betting on a false flag pretty soon.
Yeah. You know, I have a video that I'd like to show for you. This is with Maxine Waters. She's saying that the senators who won't impeach are spineless. And, you know, I've been calling this out for the longest. They're going to go, and I said they're going to go after these Republican senators that don't comply with the Democrats. They're going to say, well, these Republicans aren't doing the right thing. They're not sticking with the truth, with the lies that they're making up. So let's play this clip with Maxine Waters, and we'll talk about it when we come back.
Your ongoing calls for the impeachment of President Trump. And
yes.
One thing you said, I think it was earlier in the week last week, where you said not only should the president be impeached and removed from office and put in jail, but you said he should be put in solitary confinement.
Well, that's not being considered. As a matter of fact, you know, as you said, I've been early on in talking about this president, his danger, how dishonorable he is. I've created this discussion. I've kept it going because he identified himself early on. He defined himself. And I believe that in the final analysis that there are more people who care about the security of this country than the president. The president is all about himself. Now, if you want to know something, I am disgusted with those spineless members of the Senate who don't have the guts to stand up for this country. Many of them have defined themselves as patriotic. They're not patriotic. They are spineless, and they're not willing to step up and do what needs to be done in recognizing the danger of this president. They're willing to harm our country. And so I want all of the American population to understand who is in that Senate, what they're doing, whether or not they want them to remain there, if in fact they don't come forward, recognizing all that this president has done.
See, I've been saying this for weeks.
I've been saying this week after week, that they're going to go after these senators, these Republican senators that don't comply with their lies that they're pushing out there. Maxine Waters is sitting there talking about it. I saw it coming before anybody else was talking about it. I've been talking about it. And here it is. I mean, what do you think?
You're spot on, Will. And what they're doing, and they're doing it to some of the Democrats too, but clearly in that segment, the Republicans are the target. But what they're doing is they're pressuring them. They're putting them against the wall. They're blackmailing them to support impeachment and the removal of the president. And blackmail is very powerful because there's a lot of dirt in Washington. And that's what's being displayed here. And they're all panicking because they're the ones that are guilty. You know, I think a worst case scenario, and I hope and pray we don't get there, but I think a worst case scenario sometime between now and election day, as a last resort, there could be situational, locational, or full on martial law, if that's what it's going to take to get this country under control, because they're pushing us into this civil unrest. I don't think it will come to that. But that's the reason, one of the reasons President Trump, kind of tweaked the martial law codes, back a couple of years ago. I looked at some of that executive order. But, we're not there yet, but we are at a point where, you know, the Marines have been, activated. So it's getting intense. But again, the whole story gets reversed very, very, very soon. And again, it's all the Inspector General Report 2, FISA. That's it. And the narrative shifts, and that's where the false flag is going to come. They've got to continue to derail and try any attempt. And all they have left, and look, we have the rule of law on our side. I mean, if we were playing within the proper system, we win every time. They're playing really dirty, and they're sidestepping the Constitution. They're sidestepping everything and operating the way a lot of third world banana republics do. But they don't understand what they're dealing with President Trump and the Patriots, because they're going to lose this battle. We will have the ultimate victory.
So, John, over the weekend, I saw two or three different op-eds saying Hillary Clinton is the only person who can beat President Trump. We just saw her the previous week go on all of the Sunday morning shows, plugging the book that she allegedly wrote with her daughter. And just today, they're on the popular betting websites where people bet on which Democrat will win the nomination. Hillary Clinton was tied with Bernie Sanders for fourth. So is she going to enter the race, and is she doing this just to save her skin?
There's no saving her skin. it really isn't. You want to talk about somebody that we have all the goods on, it's Hillary Clinton. And so, look, there's two people that the names have surfaced over the last year, let's say, and that may be the front runner, and that being Hillary or Michelle Obama. Either one of them, Trump will tear them to pieces. I mean, the amount of information we have on these two is off the charts. Nobody's going to beat President Trump in a fair and square election, but they're trying to take away our ability to have our process here in America. And I don't know who the front runner is going to be. It certainly isn't going to be Joe Biden. And certainly it looks a little bit like Pocahontas, but look, there's nothing there in the Democrat Party. There is no platform of sanity. It's just gone so far off the rails. Again, they're losing their Democrat base. They've already lost a lot of the black vote. And they're destroying themselves.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They're losing their Democrat base. They're destroying themselves, and they're going to continue doing more of it. John, can you stick with us for the next segment?
Sure.
If you can, all right, stick around. We'll be right back after this. FirePowerNews.com.
Forged in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, we're back live and direct. Firepowernews.com. I want to thank all of y'all for joining us. Tom Pepper, myself, and we have John Michael Chambers. JohnMichaelChambers.com.
Thank you for staying with us, John. I want to ask you, the reason why I asked you to stay over, because I want to ask you, what do you think about the Marines being activated, and how come the media, the mainstream media, they're like completely dark on it?
You know, because it's the news behind the news. They only report fake news. You know, as you well know, the 4 a.m. talking points to create false narratives and divert attention. You're right. It's gotten no coverage whatsoever, and I consider it a pretty big story. And folks like you and others are talking about it, and that's the only way people know. You know, I did a brief article on my website and on my YouTube channel discussing this, and they got a lot of traffic right away. You know, they don't cover it because they don't want to cover it. But here's the bottom line. America's in for a surprise this week. President Trump's going to Minnesota. And I'll tell you right now, he's probably going to have a packed house of screaming Trump patriots. And that's going to really, really upset their apple cart a little bit, because the momentum that he's gaining in places he's not supposed to gain them is increasing. So the patriots are on the move. The deep state is on the run. And again, let us invoke U.S. Code Sections 2384 and 2385 for our Nadlers, Schiffs, Pelosi's, and the other deep state creatures, because this is seditious conspiracy, advocating the overthrow of a government and duly elected president. And serious, serious consequences come with these treasonous, illegal, failed coup d'etat attempts. So it's just a new day. And again, I think Trump's in Minnesota on Thursday, I think it is, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. I have a feeling his turnout's going to be phenomenal. But, they're not going to talk about the Marines activating with the coup underway. This document on the official Marine website, they're not going to discuss that. It is happening, and again, it's a defense move to protect our president, to protect our president. It's come to that. It's that messy now. But it's going to change very soon.
So, John, a moment ago you brought up Michelle Obama, the former first lady. Now, it sounds like you and I maybe heard some of the same murmurings. I've heard two different sources, one from the great state of Texas and one from the swamp, both tell me that if she doesn't throw her hat in the ring in 2020, they're going to introduce her come 2024, and they're hoping Trump will be gone, the populist wave will be over, Trump won't have a strong success. Maybe Lindsey Graham will run as the Republican. So is that what you're hearing, that they're saving Michelle for 2024 so they can retake the United States for the globalists?
You know, it's a nice idea, except Pfizer leaps up to Obama. And then we got Trump four more years. He's going to be a busy guy. Obama don't stand a chance, neither one of them in 2024, in my opinion. Look, it's very simple. I'm a simple guy. Keep it simple, Sam. It's either us them. That's where it's at right now. Trump isn't going to lose. Whoever loses, it's over. Right? I mean, so I don't believe you're going to. I believe they're going to be looking at Gitmo, not presidential elections. That's my opinion. I'm serious.
That would be pretty good, actually. You know, and you just brought up how President Trump at his rallies, and I talked about in my opening monologue how more and more people are starting to support President Trump basically because of what the Democrats are doing. So we have this video clip that I like to play for you. This is a Biden voter now supporting Trump, you know, and this is how the Democrats, they're not expecting this. So you would think that they had to see it coming, but I don't think that they did. So let's go to this clip.
On the fence, but most we spoke to see impeachment as little more than politics.
I think it's a lot of just people don't like him, they want him out of office, the left and the media.
John Scantz voted for Trump in 2016 and had concerns early on. 6 months ago, he thought Joe Biden might be an option. Now, he says, the push for impeachment has him supporting the president more than ever.
They are there for one thing now and one thing only, and that's to try to impeach the president.
Yep, that's their only thing that they want to do. And for some reason, I think we all know the reason, they believe that the American people are too dumb to figure out what they're doing. The American people don't recognize the the tyranny that they're trying to implement on all of us. And by them attacking President Trump on a day-to-day basis like this, American people are saying, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm tired of it. You're not doing anything for the American people. You're only one to take out the president. And people start to pay attention to that.
Yeah, without question. And I know some Democrats and some Black Democrats and some Jewish Democrats. I mean, I have all kinds of friends in my life. And even though they may have been on the other side, some of them are coming over. It's happening. It's happening. I don't have the statistics to provide, but it'll show up at the poll on election day. The Democrats are moving over because they do see it. They do see it. And again, we've talked about this, but they're not big fans of eating babies and killing babies after they're born and socialism, taxation. They really, they're starting to see it. And a long way to 2020. So I believe we're going to get more and more Democrats. And as you know, the Black community is up to 39% recent polls of the Black community supporting the president. I think that number is rising as well. Candace Owens is doing some great work getting the truth out there. And so are you, Will. I mean, you know, it's your voices that are waking up a lot of people. So what you're doing really, really matters because it's up to us. Freedom is up to us.
I think it's all of us. Myself, Tom Pepper, Alice Jones, you. I mean, there's so many people out there that's fighting for this country, and we're doing it the best way we know how.
That's what Americans do. We're fighting for freedom, and freedom is going to be defended by the Marines if it comes to that. They don't know what they're messing with.
Yes, absolutely.
They don't know it yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, so go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead, Will. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, because we're getting ready to run out of time here. I was going to give John Michael Chambers opportunity to talk about his book and tell people how they can support him and engage. But if you have another question, we can do that.
Oh, I think it's more important. People need to go find the YouTube channel and the website and read the book. So, John, I was just going to actually say the same as Will. Where can we find more about you? Where can folks follow you? Where can they pick up your books?
Thank you, guys. My website is johnmichaelchambers.com. I've written over 400 articles. My book, Trump and the Resurrection of America, is available on Amazon, big box bookstores, different formats online as well. And my YouTube channel is John Michael Chambers. I speak all over the state of Florida, public speeches. I've covered 8 states in total, 3 countries over the years. This is what I do. I write, I speak, And I engage seeking truth and revealing truth and exposing lies. This is what I'm doing. I provide commentary and analysis. And my book has been praised by many different people. I encourage your viewers to check it out. And perhaps you'll wake them up. And if they're already onto things, it'll probably go a few levels deeper. There's a lot of good information there covering this incredible time that we're living in. It really, really is. You know, we can't get jaded about this. What's happening right now is extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary and unprecedented. And I, for one, am happy to be here doing my part because really I love getting out and speaking to people. I just spoke at a conference in Orlando. It was fantastic. You get to meet so many great patriots and inspire and learn from each other. So people got to get skin in the game. Look, if you want to get politically active, you can join political groups. You can visit my website. I got a listing of them. You can contact me. I'll direct you whichever state you're in, of like-minded patriots to get in this fight. I don't mean, you know, with guns in the street, but get in this fight, to save our country.
We have to engage because this is the time. We don't have time to sit down any longer and just have communication, just talk about it. Oh, it would be nice. It would be nice. It would be nice. No. Playtime's over with. There's a coup that's happening against our president, and we've got to stand up for President Trump. We'll be back after this. FirePowerNews.com. Tom Pepper, Will Johnson. I want to thank y'all for joining us and sticking with us. You know what? It's amazing all of this stuff that is happening throughout the world and in America. And no one many people I talk to, No one would say, you know what, there's no coup going to happen in our lifetime. It wouldn't happen. But, Tom, we're seeing the actual coup take place. And on top of that, they're still attacking President Trump, still trying to say that, you know, his phone call, you mentioned it, the transcript. I mean, we have the transcript. You read the transcript, and there's nothing in there. So they do a parody about what the transcript says, and they completely lie to everyone. And no one that goes out there and read it would know the difference.
Well, it is truly a remarkable time to be alive. I mean, as our last guest, John Michael Chambers, said, we are rapidly approaching a banana republic here in the United States where the ruling elite decides what puppet they want to sit in the executive branch. And if they don't get their puppet, they will resort to almost any means to take out the person who accidentally takes power. I mean, we've seen nothing but obstacle after obstacle, fake news after fake news about President Trump since he was elected. I mean, I think people forget it was maybe 2 weeks into the Trump administration when the so-called BuzzFeed dossier, the Steele dossier, was released by into the public. President Trump famously called BuzzFeed a flaming pile of garbage. But since then, we've had Stormy Daniels. We've had the Kavanaugh hypocrisy. We've had now impeachment. We've had Mueller. We've had just nonstop insanity coming out of the media and coming out of the left. And I think we are approaching a point that is absolutely a high water point, I hope. More people are driven into a hysteria than ever before. The Marines have been activated. President Trump knows exactly what he is up against. And I think that he is done trying to play nice with these people. I think he is legally, lawfully, and politically going to go after them every single way that he can.
You know what? I so hope you're right. That he is done playing nice. I mean, I so hope you're right. Because the American people, I've talked to so many people that said, what are they waiting on? They're complaining about Barr because they're not seeing the results that they thought they were going to see. And, you know, President Trump is like, all the attacks on President Trump and President, they're like, what is Trump doing? Bring the hammer, bring the pain. And to give another example, you have Jim Jordan. He was on the 101 on ABC and he brought up the point that when President Trump was talking, you know, when he did his live broadcast, talking to reporters, and he said, yeah, China, you know, maybe you should look into Joe Biden, too. And they were saying right there, he's asking China to, you know, meddle in our 2020 election, which he didn't say that. And Jim Jordan made a point saying, look, you know, he was just kidding, right? So let me play this video for you. This is with Jim Jordan.
Threshold question. Do you think it's appropriate for President Trump to ask China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden?
George, you really think he was serious about thinking that China's going to investigate the Biden family?
He said it right there in public.
I think he's getting, as I think Senator Rubio said a couple days ago, I think he's getting the press all spun up about this. Remember, this is the president who's been tougher on China than any other president. He wants to make sure China quit stealing America's intellectual property. He wants to make sure they start abiding by international trade norms. And tougher than anyone.
He's put tariffs
on China. And you really think he says, oh, the same guy who's been tougher on China now thinks, oh, China's going to investigate the Biden. He was just making a statement to just underscore how wrong it is what took place here with Hunter Biden getting these deals that he got. That's all he's doing.
So the president asked China to investigate. We're not supposed to take the president at his word?
I think Senator Rubio said it best. This is the president. You guys would think after 3.5 years, you would, with the campaign and everything else, you'd figure out
exact same thing he said in private to the Ukrainian president.
I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, President Trump didn't say, hey, help look into Joe Biden because of the 2020 election. What do you say, Tom?
Well, I mean, Will, apparently this is a great get out of jail free card. You and I, after the show, we could go rob a bank later tonight. But so long as we decide then to declare our candidacy as Democrats running for president, we would be immune to prosecution. I guess that's the new standard. If you are a Democrat running for president, then nobody looks into your crimes, because you're right. President Trump never once mentioned the 2020 election. I don't think he considers Joe Biden to be a real threat. And yet they're making it out to be like, hey, help me out here. I got this guy running against me. I don't think I can win. I need you to look into him. That's not what happened.
Yeah, exactly. And then they say that, okay, well, they believe him or they believe that's what he's doing, and they're saying, oh, he was being honest. He was being honest. He was asking China to look into Joe Biden. He was being honest. He was being honest. But then when he says that he denounces white supremacy, they say he's not being honest. I mean, really? Okay, so just to prove the point, we got a clip for you. Let's go to that clip.
Another topic. Paul Ryan this week said, quote, if a person wants to be the nominee of the Republican Party, there can be no evasion and no games. They must reject any group or cause that is built on bigotry. He was talking about you.
But I've rejected. How many times do I have to reject? I've rejected David Duke, I've rejected the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. From the time I'm 5 years old, I rejected them. I put it on Twitter last week. How many times? You know, it's an amazing thing with Twitter. I have 6 million, more than 6 million, and I have another 6 million with Facebook. I have like 13 or almost 14 million with Instagram. When I put out a minor message, everybody picks it up. Donald Trump just tweeted something very unimportant. Let me just explain. When I put out that I reject KKK and David Duke, nobody picks it up. You know why they don't? Because they don't want to pick it up. They pick it up. You pick it up. Everyone else picks it up. You saw simultaneously, practically at the same time. They don't want to pick it up. Now, I have been asked this question so many times. I have rejected it so many times. In fact,
what did you think about Ryan saying that, though? That's, I guess, my question.
I don't know. Well, don't forget, he's getting a lot of his information from you guys. So when I tweet about a rejection, almost right after that show ended, because maybe I wasn't clear or something. I mean, how many times do I have to say it? Don't forget, I told CNN when Chris Christie endorsed me, a very good endorsement, and one of the questions, that question was asked, and I rejected it there. That news conference was like a day before.
So I said
to myself, how many times do I have to reject or disavow?
Let me ask you this question. What about David Duke is saying to his supporters and followers, vote for Donald Trump. White supremacists are saying, vote. Do you want those votes?
No, I don't want them, and I don't want him to say it. I can't help if he says it, but I don't want it, and if he says it, John. If he says it,
okay, stop it there. Stop it there.
Do I want?
You know what? Just here recently, Gaffney Talbert was just endorsed by the KKK. Did we hear them complaining about it? Did we hear all of them talking about it? No, because the Democrats are the KKK. If you're a Democrat member, they endorsed Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. She took money from the KKK, did not return it. They actually sent money to President Trump's campaign. He returned the money. Hillary Clinton, she kept the money. And then he's constantly denouncing the KKK. But then when he says, when it's clearly a joke, hey, Russia, if you have the 30,000 emails, won't you share them with us? Seriously, if he meant to do harm or if he was doing something criminal, why be so public with it? I mean, seriously, we all knew that he was telling a joke at the time. And we just well, like this one. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. And meanwhile, you can have Biden on camera saying, yeah, I pressured them to fire the guy and they did. And then I gave him a bunch of money. Aren't I great? So it is this unbelievable double standard. But I just wanted to share, Will, not a lot of folks know that President Trump has been disavowing David Duke for almost 20 years. If you look it up, his first disavowal of David Duke was in the year 2000 when he was considering a run in the Reform Party. That's Ross Perot's party. And at the time, David Duke was also running in the Reform Party, and it's in the New York Times. President Trump, then just Donald Trump, New York businessman, is saying, I refuse to be in a party that harbors racists and KKK members like David Duke. So for 20 years, they've made this man disavow David Duke, and yet they believe him at face value when he makes a comment about China.
Yeah, exactly. Because they want to push the narrative that he's trying to do something to undermine the 2020 election like he did in the 2016, which we all know Russia didn't do it. How many people voted for President Trump or candidate Trump at the time because they saw a meme on social media? Seriously, right. If you saw a meme on social media, you shouldn't be voting if that's the reason for being.
Will, it goes so much further. I mean, both campaigns, Clinton and Trump, spent something like $1 billion combined on social media ad buys. Russia spent $80,000. Look, if you can spend $80,000 and sway a United States presidential election, my God, you have broken the world. You are now
absolutely
the emperor of mankind.
Talking about power through the meme. That's why they want to get rid of them, because liberals, they can't create memes like conservatives. Okay. Another episode of FirePowerNews.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow, God's willing. Good night and God bless.